This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
Okay, all right. Are we ready?
I'm not sure now. Usually,
yeah.
Usually you don't hit that laugh until a couple of jokes into the show.
Matthew, this is your reminder that you might want something to write on, something to write with. Yeah. Although I don't think. Yeah, that would be good.
It always helps me.
Yeah.
And I don't need to do any other kind of recording or anything over here. You do just do the Zoom, right?
Yeah, I'm recording everything.
Cool. Sweet. I'll be right back.
Every now and then I get ambitious and I'm like, yeah, everybody record your own track and I'll mix them together. But no.
I'm so used to being the guy recording everything and tracking everything that like having my hands free to just like write something down.
No, you're free.
I know the feeling. Mm-hmm. So, it's nice being on other people's shows.
That's the John Hines guarantee. I take the guesswork out.
I'm trying to.
I just replaced it with a different kind of guesswork.
It takes and puts in all the guesswork.
Yes. You just have to be cool with me doing whatever I do. That's the contract.
Well, I'm cool with that.
Accept the terms and conditions, and you won't have to edit anything.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes haikus? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted it like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak discovered in A1 with the side of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Greetings, fellow travelers, and welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show. You know, people been asking me how long I intend to keep doing this show, and I always tell them the same thing. Until I reach the level of success where it really changes me, and I officially can't even. Oh my God. Let's meet tonight's guests. Rick.
Blessed be the maker and his water.
Virginia.
Hello.
And Matthew.
Hello, John Irons. What's happening, buddy?
Nothing.
Cool.
The Matthew that you just heard is, in fact, Matthew Carroll, friend and colleague, fellow podcaster, and Papa Panda from the Stranded Panda Network.
I do appreciate Papa Panda. I sometimes get Grandpa Panda, and I don't appreciate it.
I won't do that to you. this is Captain Game Show. It is a trivia wordplay podcast of the Infinite Potato Alliance Podcast Network. I'm sorry, Virginia. Were you saying something?
No.
Okay. tonight's episode will, as most episodes do, feature three rounds of trivia and wordplay, one round of intermission improv. Slightly different game show on the docket tonight. Usually there is a mix of buzz-in games wherein I ask the question and people just say their name to answer, and assigned games where I direct particular questions to particular players. Just a heads up, every game tonight will be a buzz-in game.
No
assigned
dear.
Questions.
I'm here to buzzing in every time, whether I know it or not.
Buzzing in every time. Why wouldn't
I like
you?
The confidence.
Oh, I'm here for it. Do this.
let's see. Anything else you need to know? Please Well, unless I indicate otherwise, please wait until the complete question has been asked before you try to buzz in to answer. Yeah, I think that's it. I've got three rounds. I've got three players. I've got a microphone. Let's make a podcast.
Round one.
I call this game 50-50.
Fight.
One of the best things about Captain Game Show is that, in theory, anyone can win. And that is especially well represented in this game of 50-50.
Fight.
The most evenly matched game there is. I will give you a category and two choices for the answer, and you just pick the right one. Every correct answer will be one of the two that I give you. Tonight, your choices are New York or LA. I'll provide you with fun facts, and you tell me if you think I'm referring to New York City or Los Angeles, California. As this is a buzz-in round, it's going to be a buzz-in, but let's say you can all answer, everyone, if you so choose. So I will say the thing. Now go to you one by one, and you tell me if you think it's New York or LA. And then I'll distribute points accordingly.
So are we buzzing in, or we're just all answering?
Damn you. How about both?
Do I get more points if I answer? First? Yeah.
What?
Is there an advantage to answering first?
If I answer first.
No, of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
So we're advanced.
Then what's the point? Yeah. Everybody, let's argue with John about his own game instead of playing it. Ready, go.
I'm ready. I'm
first. We love you, fact. John. First fact. in this city, new homeowners actually, I don't think you have to be a new homeowner, you just have to be a homeowner. You can request a free tree to place in the front of your house.
Rick? LA.
Virginia. Okay.
Virginia.
I will say LA as well.
Matt?
New York is correct.
Ah!
Because there's only one house left in New York that anyone can buy.
They're trying to be greener.
And it's $40 million.
Between these two cities, which has the larger Chinatown?
Virginia. New York.
Okay. Matt, Rick, what do you think?
I'm going to LA.
Rick.
Yeah, I think LA.
It's New York.
I thought that might be a tricky question.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved American actor Dustin Hoffman was born in this city.
Matt. New York.
Virginia.
Rick? Virginia, go ahead.
Los Angeles.
Rick, what do you think?
I'm not going to change now. LA.
Don't ever change, kid. LA is correct.
The law of averages.
Rick,
mm-hmm.
You should not rely on the law of averages.
I know.
Okay. which city had a larger population in 2023?
Rick. New York.
Virginia. I say New York as well.
I also say New York.
You are all correct. New York had 18.9 million people. LA, 12.5 million.
That's a lot of people.
Not 12.5 people. 12.5. That would be a felony.
Having 0.5 of a person?
Yes. Beloved rapper 50 Cent was born in this city. NY or LA?
LA.
Okay.
Virginia. Mm-hmm. NY.
Okay.
You said LA or NY, so I said NY.
I know. It was very law and order. NY. Dun, dun. Rick, what do you think? First of all, you do know who 50 Cent is, yes?
No.
Okay. I mean, Of course not.
I watched
a heard film. You know what? It's 50-50.
Exactly. I'm trying to apply some logic to this question, which is everyone imagines like all the rappers want to say they're from the streets of New York, at least in the stereotypical world in which I know nothing about rap, but it seems I'm like yeah,
why you just said you don't know who he is. Why are you trying to logic it out?
Because why not? Los Angeles.
Flip a coin. No, it's New York. which of these two cities is wealthier, or at least in 2022? Had a higher overall gross domestic product for the city. They're both very wealthy, for the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, New York. Matt.
Okay.
I'm going to say LA.
I'll say New York as well.
Okay. What did you say, Rick?
I said LA because I know California has like one of the biggest economies in the world.
It is New York.
Stock market.
New York is $1.87 trillion. LA, $1.06.
Wow. Whoa.
In 2020.
Actually, that's a buttload of money.
It is quite a lot. Yes.
Those couple of decimal points really matter. But yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at $0.81 trillion.
Yeah, I could do with that.
I can scarcely conceive it, honestly. Famed and beloved actor Jodie Foster, born in this city.
Virginia.
Rick. Virginia, go ahead.
Los Angeles.
Matthew.
Los Angeles.
Rick.
Just because I really don't want to start getting things right now, New York.
Excellent call, Rick. You are not getting things right. It was Los Angeles. All right. Last one. Despite Albert Einstein's wish to be cremated, a rogue pathologist did an unauthorized autopsy and kept Einstein's brain for himself. He also gave Einstein's eyeballs. This isn't like some weird riddle. This is actually true. He also gave Einstein's eyeballs to his eye doctor, who to this day keeps them in a safe deposit box in this city.
What? What? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Where are Einstein's eyes being held? New York or LA?
Matt.
Matt.
New York.
Okay.
Virginia.
Not an option.
New York. This is bizarre.
It is. Rick.
All right, New York. It's LA.
Yep.
It is New York.
Oh, okay.
I was laughing because Rick is going to screw himself again. I'm like, just accept it. Because even if they're wrong, you're also wrong. Like, they're not going to get ahead of you.
Yeah, that's why I was going to say LA because, like, that is just so freaking weird. But also in New York, that's probably no one blinked an eye.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, I do not believe that LA is weirder than New York. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I already said they're all buzzing in. All right, buzzing in. Round two.
Round two.
Groot sings the hits.
Fight.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. My favorite.
Thank you.
I hate you, John.
It's nice to be appreciated. Groot sings the hits is maybe the most musical game on the show. If you are familiar with the MCU character Groot, you know that unless you're family, every word that you hear him say is, "I am Groot." Stands to reason that whenever Groot decides to sing a song, he sings the words, "I am Groot." No matter what he's actually singing. I will do my best Grootified rendition of some well-known song. You buzz in once you think you know what it is and tell me what I'm singing. You don't necessarily have to identify the song by its exact name, as long as you can indicate to me that we're on the same page. And pen and paper probably isn't going to help you, but you know what? Whatever your process, go with it.
I was already drawing staves so that I could write out the music.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you're kidding or not, but go for it.
Definitely kidding. Not that kind. All right.
Rick, I'm going to apologize to you personally that this is not an assigned round, so you can't use your perfect game. You can't use your perfect game. Okay. Here we go. I am Groot. I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I'm Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
I'm a cowboy. Yeah. I was like two notes away. I was like almost.
Got it. Correct.
That's what I get. I'm Groot. I was like, oh, that's it. Yeah.
I almost just started with the chorus, but I was like, you know, let me see how long I can drag this out. All right. I suspect you all have heard this song.
Which means I never have.
I think you've heard it at least once. Probably exactly once. I am Groot. 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 I am Groot.
Nada.
Yeah, I'm not doing it justice. If I'm being honest.
Say go again.
Yeah. Do it over.
Sing it better.
Yeah. Everybody tell John how to do his own game. Ready, go.
Let me see if I can
maybe play the actual song for a little bit and so
just like regular old name that tune.
I have done that before. You know what? Yeah, give me a second.
No, meant for us, not for you.
I know what you meant. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot. Here's the chorus. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am. Groot, I am 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 Groot. I'm just kidding.
I was about to say it.
Damn it. I almost had it.
Too bad.
Never heard it in my life.
You have.
Yes, you have. Ever. Because you've seen the Barbie movie.
It was in
I figured it out right at the end, and I almost said it, but didn't get to it.
You know, say that's me not having faith in you guys. I should have given you one more chance. Third question. I am Guru. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
Unbreak my heart.
Unbreak my heart is correct.
Wow.
See,
well done.
Again.
Okay. Let's do this one. I am Groot. 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 I am. I am Groot. 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 I am. I am Groot. 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 I am Groot.
I know the song.
It's right
there. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Matt.
Is it high? It's not High Hopes. Is it High Hopes?
No.
I can sing the whole. I know the melody you're singing, but I can't think of the words of like any words that go with it.
Do you guys want me to keep singing, or do you want to take a second?
Keep going.
I'll go back to the chorus. I am Groot, 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 I am Groot.
Damn it.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot.
That's the chunk. I am Groot.
So mad. I don't know any of the words to that song because
yeah, I'm gonna be pissed when you say what it is, but I can't come up with it.
Kiss me, pick a kiss me, take me in your arms, and blah 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 blah.
Okay, then I don't know it.
It's Extraterrestrial by Katy Perry.
Oh yeah.
Nope. Ooh. I thought it was something else.
Rick.
Yeah.
Good luck. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am. I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am.
Oh, Virginia. Bow down before the one you serve. You're going to get what you deserve. Nine Inch Nails something.
Head Like a Hole, correct.
Yeah, good job, Virginia.
I know that song. That didn't sound like that
song. Next one. Hang on, let me take a sip of water for this one.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, there we go. I am Groot. 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 I am
Groot. Virginia. Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
That's right.
Good one. I'm impressed, Virginia. Again, a show, a song I know intimately.
Okay. Let's do this one. I am Groot, 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 I am Groot.
Oh, Virginia.
I am Groot, I... Virginia.
The Cheers theme. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That one.
You're astoundingly good at this.
I know. I'm in the groove now.
Stunned. Yeah. Well done.
For as much as you hate this game for no good reason. All right.
I have good.
I'm going to apologize to you again, Rick. I think that might have been the last one you had a shot at. I got two more. Yeah, so...
Why ruin a perfect streak now?
here we go.
Fat Bottom Girls. Oh, sorry.
Half point. All right, here we go. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot, 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 I am. So I go to verse two, anybody get anything? Sound familiar at all?
No.
I am Groot, I am Groot. It's tough when I have like a song sung by a group and I'm trying to do like different voices and harmonize with myself. It's a PJ show, I can say that. I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am. Storms will come. Everybody loves them. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain?
That doesn't help. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Who was that?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
It's New Edition.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
No, it wouldn't. You always ask, and you never know.
I was just curious if it was someone I'd even heard of. So.
Well, I would hope that you've heard a New Edition. Let's just say that you have. Let's just say that you have.
Okay. <at least.
laughs> Okay. Last one.
Thank God.
I am Groot. I am Groot, 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 I.
Matt,
I am.
You remember?
Groot, I am. Give me a little more.
Do you remember when we fell in love? We were young and innocent.
There you go.
By the way, I would just like to point out that there is a certain period in music where I only needed like one or two notes to get every goddamn song. You just never hit that.
I feel like it's the I Am Groot thing. It's really hard to like It's because the phrase will start over halfway through the melody. It's like it's really hard to catch on to get more.
To nail it down, yeah.
The thing that I've learned this time playing it, let's say a fourth time playing it or something, is just like zone out and try to like feel the melody, and I'm getting a few of them.
Be the ball, be the ball.
Be the ball.
I gave you Wanted Dead or Alive, Head Like a Hole, Oh Mickey, You're So Fine, and the theme from Cheers. you had a couple in your wheelhouse.
I didn't say you didn't. I'm just saying, I just want the folks listening to know that I know music, just not the music you choose.
Yeah. So it's time for intermission improv. I have one ready. Let's see what happens. Tonight, you guys will be playing Can I Have a Word?
Yeah.
Test Your Might.
This is the game in which I describe some concept or situation that I expect most, if not all of us, are familiar with. And you will help me come up with a word for it. Because to my knowledge, we don't already have one. Or if we do, I've never looked it up. Tonight, I need a word for the situation where you're watching a show and you recognize an actor in that show or movie, and you recognize an actor, and that gives you some insight about the character. Because, I know he's playing a good guy, but this guy always plays bad guys. I bet he's going to turn out bad. Or, this, you know, when seeing a particular actor, not quite a spoiler, but almost a spoiler, will give you a clue as to what might be coming for this character. Oh, he always plays a psycho. I bet he's going to turn out to be psycho. I need a word for that situation. I find that happens to me a lot. Maybe I just watch too much stuff.
You and Sean.
Watch a lot of stuff.
Like between the two of you, you'll watch everything.
Well, I have a wide range of interests. this is not one of the intermission improvs where you guys do a back and forth rapid fire thing. You don't have to give me your answer right away. You can take some time to think about it. I'm considering giving you not an alternate, but an additional intermission improv where it would be a back and forth kind of thing.
You guys want it? Do it.
Sure.
All right.
I need every chance to get points I can get right now.
Yeah, that's really why I'm considering.
I know you keep your scoring a secret, but right now I think I'm at 1.5 points.
No, you're not.
Not that much.
you're not at 1.5.
No, because remember New York versus LA before Groot. So you have like 2.5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was kidding about the half point. No, just kidding. I'm kidding about kidding. All right, let's put some time on the clock here. Let's do a round of wordplay relay.
Oh God.
Yeah, just said. Start writing down the E words now.
Right. Wordplay relay it gives you points fast. As fast as you can go, as fast as I can give you a point. I'm not going to give you the full time that I usually give you. I'm just going to give you a little less. And let's see. First explanation of the game for those who may not know. Wordplay Relay is the game in which I give you guys a very simple topic or category. And you just name things that fall into that category when I call on you. The tricky part of this game is that your answer must begin with whatever letter the previous answer ended with. So for example, if the category was, I don't know, things in the bathroom, one person says toilet, the next person says tissue, the next person says
perfume.
Sure. Eye drops is where I was going with it, but okay. You know what? Start the clock. Things in the bathroom.
In the bathroom today. I'm feeling good about this.
Yeah. Don't get gross. You know what? I don't care. But don't like gross is allowed, but gross is not the point. Don't lean into it, is what I'm saying. And we're gonna start with Rick. I'm going to give you a shower curtain. You have an N.
Nippers.
What? What?
Sorry, what?
Like for toenails.
Those are clippers. Virginia, right, you have an N.
Nail file.
Okay, Matt.
Oils.
No, starts with an L. E. No, wait. No. Sorry. Nail file starts with an E.
Starts an E.
Oh, you. I'm sorry. I thought we were going down. It starts with the last letter. Nail file starts with an E.
Yeah.
Starts with an E. I couldn't get confused. Eyebrows.
Rick, you have an S.
Soap.
Virginia.
A potty.
Sure. Matt.
Oof. Why? Why? Okay.
You're looking around. I hope you're not in your bathroom.
I am.
The acoustics.
Yeah, it's just way better than you can get anywhere else.
Rick, why?
Why not? Yards of toilet paper.
Virginia, you have an R.
Ring around the drain.
Man, Matthew, you have an N. You guys are really scraping the book.
And nippers is already taken.
Nippers is already rejected. Yes.
Nair.
Ooh. Beautiful.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Rick, you have an R.
Rasp.
As in a raspy voice?
It was like a version of a nail file. Is a rasp?
Does anybody else know what he's talking about?
No.
Okay. Virginia, you have an R.
I was going to go with rug, but okay.
That's better.
Matthew, you have a G.
And
10 seconds.
Garment bag.
I don't think you would keep that in the bathroom. Rick, you have 1 second. You got a G.
Gnats. My bathroom is full of fucking gnats.
That's your fault for living in Florida.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong.
Okay. What a wonderful diversion. give me 1 second.
Rick has 3.5 points.
I'm going for the lowest score ever on Captain Game Show.
Round three.
Final round.
It's nice when you see people achieving their dreams. Round three.
Final round.
You tell me.
Fight.
Usually on this show, when I give you a game, I will tell you what all the answers have in common, and then I'll give you clues to guess what each answer is. In this game, I just give you all of the answers, and you have to tell me what they have in common. To be more accurate, I will give you one word clues, and you have to guess what they have in common. For example, if I were to say neighbor, red, wink, and robin, you would say hood.
If I was thinking Mr. Rogers, but all right.
If, however, I say neighbor, red, you stop me early and you say, okay, I want to guess, is it hood? You would get 3 points. You would get 1 point for getting it correct. You would get 2 points for the two clues that I did not give you. Conversely, if I say neighbor, red, and you're wait, I want to guess, is it Mr. Rogers? That would be incorrect, and you would forfeit your turn. Too long didn't read. The faster you answer, the more points you get.
So how does this work buzzing in?
It works great buzzing in. When you think you know what it is, buzz in.
Oh, all right.
If you get it wrong, you don't get to guess again. Unless so everyone gets it wrong.
If you get through all four and nobody buzzes in, it just doesn't happen?
I suppose.
Okay.
I mean, that's no different than if it was assigned and nobody knew it.
That's true. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions before we begin this?
So is it always like a compound word thing, or these words just go with a subject?
It varies. It varies. Okay.
There's just a connection between these words.
There is a connection.
Okay.
And if I'm being honest, they're all connected in the same way. Like if one word is part of a phrase, then it's all because they're part of a phrase. They're usually all the same way. There was one this time where I am slightly bending the rules that I have made for myself and only apply to myself. So I'm not actually bending the rules if I just say this is how it is, but I recognize that this one doesn't necessarily fit the format. Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Why not?
You know what? Let me ask you. Would you rather I assign these?
No.
No.
That's good, because I don't want to. Here we go. Water. Electric. Buffalo.
Rick.
Virginia.
Rick.
Wings.
No. Virginia.
Bills.
Correct.
Yeah, electric didn't work for wings.
Yeah, I'm glad you stopped me. The last clue was Nye.
Oh, what? Bill Nye, the science guy. All right.
Oh.
Next one. Muffin.
Rick.
Rick.
Man.
No.
Matt.
Matt?
Top.
You say top?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Damn it.
Is it really?
It really is. That is astounding. Hang on. 4 points. That's incredible. One, two. Man. Yeah. Muffin, mountain, table, tank.
Wow. Well done. I salute you.
Very well done.
Well done.
It might be a record.
Rick went in first and gave me the boldness to do it.
I think he eliminated the other obvious.
Exactly. I was like, he eliminated one. It's got to be something with Muffin that, yeah.
When you're already dead, there's nothing left to lose.
I mean, people have certainly guessed at one before. I don't think anyone's ever gotten it. Next group. Man.
Matt.
Yeah, I'll take one out of the 50,000 choices.
Hole.
Hole?
Hole.
Oh, no. Man. Cow. World. Max.
Virginia.
Virginia.
Mad?
Mad is correct.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you as to how to run your business. But it seems like you're not writing these down. Virginia, are you writing these down?
No.
No, well, never mind then.
I'm just listening.
Next group.
All right, I'll try writing it down.
So look, I can't see Virginia, so I thought she might have been. I was like, that's a secret sauce. But apparently it's not secret sauce.
There are games I usually write stuff down. This normally isn't one of them, but
I don't even know that it would work better.
I'll try. What's the worst that could happen?
Okay. Next one. Man. Horse. Fire. Couple.
What was that one?
Couple.
Nope, writing it down didn't help.
Man, horse, fire, couple.
This would be purple on connections.
It would not. That's coming up later.
Horse.
Power.
Fire.
Oh, power. Yeah. Wait. Oh, power couple.
Right.
You're right. Wouldn't be purple.
No, that's not purple. I'll tell you which one's purple after we do it. Next one. Apple. Bell.
Matt. Bottom
is correct. Man.
Wow.
Apple bottom, bell bottom, bikini bottom, bottom dollar.
I almost went for one again. I was just like, apple and bottom was the first thing that popped in the head. I should have done it. So bell was just confirmation for me.
Yeah. Okay. Goose. Rabbit. Billy. Putty.
Matt.
Rick.
Now, Matt was ahead of me, actually. If
I'm aware of that.
Okay. Silly.
Silly is correct.
Oh yeah,
I knew there was some part in the intro that I didn't say. I can remember what it was. Yeah, it's the part where I say I may or may not you buzz in, I may or may not allow you to ask a question.
just making sure I I realized I was half a second later. But
yeah.
I appreciate the charity.
No.
All right.
4.5 now.
Abbott. Shaloub.
Rick. Matt. Monk.
That's right.
Mm. I would have said the wrong thing anyway.
Next one. Funny.
Rick. Girl.
No.
Virginia.
I was rooting for you. Virginia.
Bone.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Ones in one game. No one's ever done it. And then two in one game. I love it.
Okay, Rick, we believe in you. You can do it after one and make it 3 for 3.
Well, okay, but you know that the dirty little secret that no one wants to say is because Rick is jumping on the landmine and taking out one of the options.
No, 100%.
could definitely have been Funny Girl. Just turns out it was Funny, Wish, Yard, and Back.
My thinking was that you are knowledgeable enough about like musicals.
70.
Yeah, it was a shot.
It could very well have been. Oh, by the way, the purple category clue was Monk, because it was Abbott, Friar, which are kind of synonymous with Monk, and Shaloub, who plays Monk, and Thelonious, whose last name is Monk. So they didn't all correct in the same way. Normally they all connect in the same way.
Yeah.
But they're all associated with
the word. If you had started with Thelonious, I'd have been all over that. But...
Yeah, I know. That's why I put it at the end.
These games, John, I always feel terrible when like I jump the gun and you don't get your whole clue out. You know, it's like that's a really good clue. But yeah.
Well, no. That's how this game works. I made this game for people like you, Matt. And normally it is a sign, but I was, you know what? I don't buzz in very much. Let's do a buzz in game. Let's do a buzz in episode. Next one. Time. Strike.
Virginia. Out.
That's correct.
Nice.
Virginia. Good one.
Man. Time out, strike out, take out, inside out. All right, last one. Furious. Jungle. Adam. Moana. I will remind you that these are one word clues, even if the complete phrases may be more than one word or two words.
Will you say them again, please?
Certainly. Furious. Jungle. Adam.
Adam, like the name Adam?
Yes.
Okay.
And Moana.
Virginia. Disney movies?
No. But you're on the right track, sort of.
Well, I can't guess again. Womp womp.
Furious, Jungle, Adam, Moana. If your competitors guess incorrectly or they both give up, you can guess again. Guess you got anything?
Stab in the dark, is it something to do with book?
No. Rick, anything?
Nope.
Virginia, did you have another guess?
No, I don't think so.
Fast and the Furious, Jungle Cruise, Black Adam, Moana. All films starring The Rock.
Did not put that together.
That's fine. I don't even feel bad about it. You guys siphoned a lot of points off of me. That gets... All right. So, although we did do a round of wordplay relay, we also did a round of Can I Have a Word? And now, here in this time and place, at the conclusion of round three, I'll revisit that question and ask my contestants what they have created. Each of them was set to the task of creating a new word for the English language, one that explained or defined the situation for when you see an actor playing something in a movie or show. And that might be a hint as to what that character is going to do next, because it seems like this actor tends to play a certain kind of character. Everybody come up with something?
Yep.
Yes.
Virginia, what do you got?
I went with doppelshadowing, which is a combination of doppelganger and foreshadowing. And the alternative was foreganger, which just sounds dirty. So I went with doppelshadowing for me.
Matthew.
Ganger. I went with insight casted. They totally insight casted that guy. Sounds like tight casted, but.
Oh.
Okay. Rick, what do you got?
Hey, Matthew and I were on a similar wavelength. I've got stereotype casting.
Oh. That's a little mashup there.
That's really good. I like that.
Okay, let me total. Let me total.
This is being vulnerable and admitting that this is the first time I realized the word is typecasting and not typecasting.
Oh.
My whole life I've been
I applaud you for admitting that. That's,
I think I've seen it written before and had the same realization before, and then didn't soak in.
Didn't stick.
Well, have you ever spoken it aloud?
I mean, yeah, lots.
Oh.
Probably on podcasts. No one's ever questioned it. I mean, I've done podcasts. I've definitely said tight cast a bunch. A whole lot.
But it sounds close enough that if you're saying it quickly, like it's like
I thought you had said typecast, yeah.
Right. So my rhyme with insight casting didn't even make sense. That's so I'm going to cast voyance. I'm gonna move to my second choice.
It doesn't count now. It's all too late. The die is cast.
I don't think you needed any help, actually.
The die is cast voyance.
Yeah.
There you go. Far out, bro.
Don't make me take any points away, Virginia.
You could just give them to Rick.
Final score. Rick.
Yeah.
15 points.
I broke 10. Woohoo!
It's not bad. Virginia.
Yes.
28 points.
You almost lapped him.
Matt.
Yeah.
24 points.
Oh, Virginia, nice.
Congratulations.
Next time, Virginia.
Good job, Virginia.
Thank you.
Excellent showing, everyone. Even you, Rick.
I don't need your pity.
Trying to be nice. We all know you sucked, but you didn't even suck. Actually, they were just on fire. For whatever reason, they were both on fire tonight. 15 is a standard, respectable score. 24 is not normal. I'm explaining to the listeners. 15 is fine. 28 and 24 is almost unreasonable.
I have won shows with 15 in the past.
Yeah,
that's true.
Pretty standard.
That's true.
But tonight, the winner is Virginia, and as such, she claims the vaunted prize of being the first tonight to pitch, plug, and or promote whatever she likes. Lady Pickle, have at
you. Well, when I ever get around to editing, you can find me at Wait You've Still Never Seen, where I have guests on and we talk about movies or TV shows that one of us hasn't seen. And you can also find me here occasionally, and also occasionally over on that Star Trek podcast as well.
Nice. Rick.
You can find me on that Star Trek podcast. You can also find me on Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast. You can find me on Moon Show. When For All Mankind is running. And also, I have a super secret project in the works that I'm not announcing until it's done. And y'all should go see Poor Things. It's an incredibly weird, wonderful movie.
Yes.
It's a great movie. It's on something.
It's we watched it at home.
On Amazon?
It's on Amazon, yeah.
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
It was my
you
favorite.
Will
Which is
love
on
that
brand.
Movie. No, you will love that movie. Yeah. You'll love that movie.
Wonderful.
I don't know if you're still a special guest. You've been on enough. It's like, now you have guests to the house. Like, okay, there's guests who like kind of stay in the living room, but there's guests who also, you can just go in the kitchen and make what you want. You go in the kitchen and make what you want, man. Let him cook.
Thanks.
Mr. Matthew.
Yes.
Where can folks find you?
Yeah, I'm at Stranded Panda. That's my network. Strandedpanda.com for all the shows. The main two shows we do over there, that I do over there, are the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, where we talk all things Marvel. We're about to start talking X-Men 97 and look for all kinds of clues or if it might connect to the MCU. And then, because there's not much else on right now, so that's what we'll be doing. And then the other show is Multiverse News, where we talk about all of our favorite fictional universes and all of what's in the news, and we kind of break that down and talk about it as best we can. So yeah, those are check those shows out everywhere you get podcasts.
Yes, check Matt out on those shows, and check out Stranded Panda network in general. There's lots of cool stuff there. As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show, presumably wherever you find this episode of Captain Game Show. Please like, rate, review, share, chat about, discuss.
Holy thesaurus, Batman.
aside from this show, you can see me on other, you can listen to me on other shows. I'm gonna splice this around so it sounds better. Aside from my Captain Game Show, you can hear me on other shows on the network. And on very rare but beautiful occasion, guesting on other networks like Stranded Panda or with the Quantum Leap family over on Barren Space Productions. But true, though my eye may wander and my mic may stray, never will there be a day when Captain Game Show is not first. Force, truly, it quenches every thirst. This game, this show, this meeting of minds, the words I say, the clues they find, these wonderful guests and the things they say. Come back and listen another day. Captain Game Show. I see you clapping, but I can't hear you. That's too bad. I appreciate it.
I was about to join him in the clapping and then realized that Zoom was cutting out anyway and it wasn't going to pick up.
See, now when I insert applause at the end, it's just going to sound self-congratulatory. It's like, okay, John, calm down. Like, no, they really were clapping.
I was impressed. Yeah, you kind of started to lose it, but you pulled it back in, and yeah. And it went. You stuck the landing.
This is why I never write down my outro, because if I just keep talking, eventually something good comes out, and then you just cut around it. Just cut around it just to make the whole thing sound good.
After credit bonus scene.
Have you recorded about X-Men 97 yet?
I'm doing it at 8:30 right after this.
Oh, all right. Then let's get a move on.
Well, I figured an hour and a half. It's okay if it's a little late. I estimated 8:30. We watched it. I watched the first episode before this, and then we're going to record as soon as I get done here.
Yeah,
hour and a half is a different time zone then.
He's central.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock here.
Oh, okay.
I'm in central. Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I know we sometimes do Captain Game Show quickly, but 20 minutes is that's
pushing. Yeah, I figured an hour and a half might be close, but if we're late, it's just Jeff. Who cares?
No.
After credit bonus scene.
What Matt's blowing us out of the water. Well, Rick more so, but yeah.
1988. The crime rate in the United States rises 400%. 1991. The United States Police Force is formed. 1997. New York City is a walled maximum security prison. John Carpenter's Escape from New York. Kurt Russell. Lee Van Cleef. Ernest Borgnine. Donald Pleasance. Isaac Hayes. Season Hughley. Harry Dean Stanton as Brain. And Adrian Barbeau as Maggie. John Carpenter's Escape from New York. The ultimate adventure of escape and survival.
Well done.